And the final aspect of this eighth principle is one that is called service. And very simply, it is shifting the emphasis of your life off of what are my quotas and what's in it for me onto how may I serve you. I have had to practice this in my own life, and it has worked in ways that I can't even begin to tell you. When I go before an audience and I sit down to meditate, I repeat the mantra, how may I serve? How may I serve? How may I serve? How can I get my ego out of this presentation, out of this program, out of what it is that I am doing, and my needs to have rewards and have money come into me, and my needs to have applause and to have people tell me how wonderful I am? How can I get all of that out? And it doesn't matter what you do. You can shift to gratitude, generosity, and service. If you're a dentist, you can give a flower to every patient. You can call them in the evening and ask how they're doing, as my dentist always does. You can make your waiting room a place where people look forward to coming by putting in programs like this for people to listen to while they're being drilled on. It doesn't make any difference. If you're a cab driver, you can make your cab a place of service. You can do a little bit extra. And the irony is, when you turn your life over to being a statesman and ultimately to being a spiritual being, this attitude allows this free-flowing, unconditional, loving energy that is the divine universe, that is God, to enter into your life. And it just keeps going. You're just keeping the channels open, folks. That's all you're doing. You're just keeping it open. And you're aware of every little cue that comes along that blocks that channel. The minute that it's there, it's an angry thought, it's a judgmental thought, it's a stressful thought. The minute that it shows up, you replace it with an attitude of service, gratitude, generosity, and it leaves. I'd like to close this principle with another reading of a wonderful poet whose name is Khalil Gibran, the Lebanese poet who wrote a great collection of writings called The Prophet back in 1923, which is still a bestseller today and deserves it. And he wrote on many different subjects, great wisdom. And here, I'd like to share with you what he wrote on self-knowledge. And think about this business of gratitude and generosity and service. And a man said, "Speak to us on self-knowledge." And he answered, saying, "Your hearts know in silence the secrets of the days and nights. But your ears thirst for the sound of your heart's knowledge. You would know in words that which you would have always known in thought. You would touch with your fingers the naked body of your dreams. And it is well you should. The hidden wellspring of your soul must needs rise and run murmuring to the sea. And the treasure of your infinite depths would be revealed to your eyes. But let there be no scales to weigh your unknown treasure. And seek not the depths of your knowledge with staff or sounding line, for self is a sea, boundless and measureless. Say not, I have found the truth, but rather, I have found a truth. Say not, I have found the path of the soul. Say rather, I have met the soul walking upon my path. For the soul walks upon all paths. The soul walks not upon a line, neither does it grow like a reed. The soul unfolds itself like a lotus of countless petals." Beautiful. Beautiful. "Your hearts know in silent the secrets of the days and nights. The part of you that knows, the part of you that is infinite, as the poet suggests, the part of you that is every place, is also in all that you would like to see show up in your life. And if you keep a generous, grateful, serving attitude, you'll never block it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.